Suing the fast food and snack food corporations because they're fat, because they could not stop feeding their faces. They're saying it's all the corporation's fault. Bullshit! It's not. I mean, there are now class action lawsuits out there being brought against multiple fast food corporations such as McDonald's and Burger King, and a lot of snack food corporations like Little Debbie. Now, the thing I want to know is, where does personal accountability come into play in all this? I mean, mainly all this food tastes good, but considering the way a lot of it's made, why aren't people thinking, like, hey, maybe I shouldn't eat a whole lot of this stuff? I mean, it may be bad for me. I mean, for God's sakes, going to McDonald's, a lot of their food's deep fried. Doesn't that, like, ring a bell with anybody's like, hey, I don't need to eat a whole lot of this stuff. This might be bad. But no, we got people out there like, oh God, I couldn't stop eating their fries. I kept eating them. Now I'm fat, and it's all their fault. Shut up. Nobody's buying it. It's your fault. Yeah, it tastes good, but God, slow down. Everything in moderation, please. I don't know. I mean, admittedly, you know, people can be addicted to food. Maybe that's one angle we'll have to play. But one thing I would like to see, I mean, mainly the corporations probably aren't going to do it because it's going to go against everything they're doing. Why don't we start marketing exercise instead of snacks? Or even market along with it, I'll be fine with that. Instead of Britney Spears trying to market Pepsi to bovine America, why don't we have Britney on TV saying, hey, get up on the off the couch and exercise with me. Well, not like I'd be doing those exercises if I was watching a wink wink, nudge nudge. But that's what we need to do, is start pushing on people's like, hey, exercise is a good thing. Yeah, this food tastes good, but you can't have it all the time. It's gonna be bad for you. So you need to do this along with it. Yeah, you'll be the winner. So people don't have to be model thin and everything, but dear God, I mean, just settle down on the food for all and everything will be okay. I mean, one thing that really, really makes me mad is when I see people in the store or whatever, I mean, just really grossly overweight people, you know, having to get those electric carts or wheelchairs because they cannot walk. Now, I can understand if you have a medical problem, you know, thyroid and whatnot, fine, but a lot of these people are just because they ate too goddamn much. I just want to go up to them and like, kick him clean out of that chair, well, provided my foot didn't get stuck, and say, walk your fat ass off. Don't even be pushed around, Jesus Christ. Now, I'm sure there are some people out there who are saying, Reverend, from what I remember, you're not exactly thin either. Well, no, I'm not, but I'm also not saying that it was the food's fault. I mean, I will totally admit it was my fault for sitting in front of the computer, not going out, drinking all the soda I did, etc., etc. So, I can say what I have, so. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo. Anyway. Well, that's about all I have for this evening. Well, no, I do have one other thing. This is a message to Claude Balls. I believe on the April 28th show, Trencher had brought up one of my good friends, Pappy, and you were just so surprised that I actually knew somebody by that name. And you said he sounds like, I believe, a 65-year-old trying to pick up 16-year-old chicks in IRC. Well, I made sure to play that bit for Pappy, and here's his response.
If I ever see you, motherfucker, I'll rip your motherfucking head off.
Now, I don't have him ready yet, but I got some pictures of this guy. Man, he looks like a motherfucker burn your house down. So, Claude, you may want to watch your back. But that's all I have for tonight. Like, thank you for listening. Remember, comments and questions, reverendhammer@yahoo.com. Well, I'm out here, folks. See ya. This segment has been brought to you by Spankwagon Radio, which is located at spankwagon.n3.net, a service of vftp.net. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to reverendhammer@yahoo.com.